The reports say on the night of October 17th, 2017, officers responded to the 1500 block of Kyler Drive for a report of a battery. Officers found the alleged victim in the stairwell of an apartment building.
He gets really drunk sometimes.
She says 61-year-old Alton Corey was drunk, threw her clothes into the hall, and hit her in the head. Officers William Killen and Dylan Holloway knock on Corey's door. He sees the officers and is immediately upset.
What the f-?
Corey retreats into his home, then walks back toward the officers, and Holloway puts his hand on Corey's chest. The two separate, and Corey tells the officers what happened with the woman.
This here gonna come in my house and gonna say this and say that. I said, leave my house, leave me alone. I'm off. I went to the hospital to get a procedure today.
When Killen tries to get a word in, Corey swears at the officer.
No, you, man.
Killen gets face to face with Corey.
And all this
look
kind of shit.
Look at me now.
I ain't got to look at you.
And Corey swats the officer's hands away. Killen shoves Corey.
Stay back.
You're hitting me.
But Corey comes back at Killen. Killen says in his report that he and Holloway then attempted to take Corey to the ground. Killen says a combination of Corey's momentum and the narrow hallway caused Corey's head to slam against a door. About 17 seconds later, as officers are cuffing Corey, Killen calls for paramedics. Killen's report says when Corey came to, he was extremely belligerent and refused to be put into an ambulance, so Holloway took him to the hospital in his squad car. I'm Tim Dittman.